Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here, live in the Right Side studios. Man, we've been covering down on the issue. Solid conservative, just plain right is what I like to say. Hey, listen, this is a total pause here. You ready? Stop. What are you doing for dinner? That's not a question for Boomer. It's a question for all y'all listening. What are you doing? What are you doing? You may be thinking, dang, I want something different. I don't want to cook. I don't want to clean up anything at the house. I want to just get something that's like not the same old drive-thru. Let me just suggest to you, Just Love Coffee Cafe. What? It's a coffee place. No, it's more than that. If you are not familiar, we got two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road out in Madison towards City Hall, the other one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And yeah, so the Just Love Coffee Cafe, great coffees, absolutely. I got the treat coffee, as Charlene calls them, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes. They got the good, solid, dry roast, grind the beans for you fresh, make a cup of hot black, light roast, medium roast, dark roast coffee. But they got food, man. They got food. And I mean like crazy good food. Sandwiches, wraps, salads. They've got a, you can do breakfast for dinner. Like they got a thing called the Womlet. It's an omelet filled with everything in the world that they cook in a waffle iron. I'm just saying, you might want to consider this. Just try it out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, and tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. By the way, that caller I had a minute, or that email I had a minute ago that I was just trying to get into, we went back on the air. Diana makes the point. She says to her, the renaming of bases is very similar to the politicalization and demonization of just how people think. If you were a Confederate, you were for states' rights and the ability to have slaves. We all have come to agree this was wrong. It was a choice they made at the time. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but bottom line was their choice led to a war and a defeat. And she goes on to say, people who had installations named after them were noteworthy for how they performed in their field of expertise. It was not a statement of what they believed and supported. And I don't disagree with that. And like I said, before too, I don't think that there's anybody out there who has trained at one of these places that even realized the connection. I know I didn't. I like to think I'm a decently well-read guy, and I've been to Bragg, I've been to Benning, I've been to Rucker, I've been to where else? Hood. I've been to McClellan. Have I got a caller, Boomer? I do, don't I? I'm sorry. Line one, Carl from Decatur. Hey, Carl, how you doing today?
Doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that name doesn't bother me much. That renaming. Only thing I see in that is it's just right along the lines of them tearing down all the statues. I'm a Democrat, but I'm conservative. I'm against the movement that they are making now. It's sort of biblically motivated because, as Paul said, I want to try to win some if I can.
Yeah.
But I'm finding it hard to find conservative people that, you know, really examine or question things. I question, why am I a Democrat? What do I stand for? And over my life period, I was in the ministry for about 35 years. I pastored a church for 29.
Wow.
And, you know, people that I associated with, they all had the same thing, whereas they were liberal. No conservatives, so I can see why the belief system of people today is that, you know, it's offensive for those things to be named after those guys, even though it doesn't mean anything, because I trained at Fort Jackson and went to Fort Eustis and went overseas and then come back to Fort Lewis. You know, they had a Ranger outfit that are there. And I'm glad that you noted where you trained at, because those Rangers used to set my car alarm off all the time. They wait till I go to sleep. They were something else. Hey, that's what I wanted to you know, elaborate on, really, that the name did not mean and does not mean anything. It's just in the line of the Democrats where it. Even if you go back a long time ago, they changed the color. Do you remember? Have you read anything about they changing the color from red to blue?
I did read something on that recently, as a matter of fact, like where the red and blue come from and how that's a fairly new thing, and it's really like a product of the news cycle as much as anything.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Carl, hey, thank you. Hey, Carl, let me say, too, thanks for your service and thanks for your time in ministry, and we appreciate you being on the air with us, bud.
Thank you very much.
All right. Hey, we got the coolest audience, I'm telling you. All right, folks, listen, I gotta shift gears for, what, 20 minutes? I mean, Boomer, do I even bother doing the other two dippers? I don't know.
I think you probably could just keep going on this.
I could. And by the way, let me just say this. If you want to call in, we'll keep taking calls. We've had a few calls today. They're not some of our normal callers. So, I mean, Carl, make sure you call back more often. 833-68-RIGHT is the phone number. 833-687-4448. And by the way, there's the trivia again. Why is the number 68 right? Why is the number 833-68 right? Well, I was given multiple choices. We wanted the word right, so we knew what the last digits were going to be. But then I was given all these different like outlines of what the number could be. 833-something-something right or 833-something else right? Well, one of them on the list was 833-68 right was available. And I immediately knew it's what it was. Why, Boomer? Why? Why? Because I had a 68 Mustang, that's why. That was my baby. I had to sell that baby to have our first baby. No regrets, but that was my baby for years. Drove that thing like a madman all up and down Bailey Cove Road in South Huntsville and around the parkway. Parked it in Grissom High's parking lot and drove that thing through college. Asked Charlene to marry me in it. That was my baby. Still have a picture on the shelf in my office. But yeah, 833-68 Right is the phone number. I got a phone call coming in right now, so we'll take that one as soon as Boomer gives me the high sign. But, folks, I'm just telling you, this has been a great show. And we needed to step aside from all the other things we talk about and hear Allie's story. And I want to thank her again on the air for her service to the troops and really her service to our Lord for following a calling to go over there and just be in their lives and to bring them a touch of home. I've been to those MWR facilities overseas, and it means the world. I got a caller, bud. Yep, let me grab that real quick. Line one, JT from Lacey Springs. How you doing today?
Doing well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Just bringing up a point that, you know, until all this came out about the background of the bases, you know, for the most part, I don't think the majority actually knew.
No.
As was mentioned previously, nobody cared. It's a name. And, you know, now that we're supposedly changing the name of the bases because anything that was Confederate related, okay, now what's going to be the new name of Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi? What are those names going to change to?
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that they don't want to change Jefferson County in Alabama because the Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. You know, I where does it stop is my concern. How far do we go down this road and chase this rabbit down a hole?
Yeah, this is true. I mean, you know, the states that won the Confederacy, at some point in time, you would think that, okay, well, I don't like the name Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Carolina. It's a boiling pot of noodles.
It is, man, and it just never seems to end. Hey, JT, thanks for the call, man. You call in more often, all right?
Good day.
All right, good day to you. I got callers calling in. Lines are ringing. You want to call in? Let's just do this. We'll just burn up the phone lines for the last part of the show. How about that? Hey, Boomer, I'm going to grab line three now, bud. All right, let me get that real quick. Line three, Jeff from Indiana. Is that Jeff from Indiana? Jeff, how are you doing today?
Man, your lines are on fire, buddy.
I'm saying. What's going on?
Hey, let's straighten some people out. I mean, everybody, the Civil War was just about slavery. Civil War was just about slavery. No. Hundreds of thousands of white people didn't die to release black people from slavery. I mean, most of the people fighting in the Civil War were poor people who never could own a slave, never would own a slave. So why would they be fighting for these rich plantation owners to have slavery? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well,
but that's what everybody's told.
It's what they're told. It's the narrative that is there now. It actually was a war that certainly that was a big part of it. That was part of the economy of the South. But they were really there fighting about states' rights more than anything.
Exactly. I mean, you know, like I say, the Southerners didn't sit there and, you know, go to war and lose. Or, well, I want to keep this slave for this rich white plantation owner. That was not what it was about.
Well, what do you think about the renaming?
That's the only narrative.
What do you think about
the renaming?
Yeah.
Well, if we rename everything, we're going to, you know, while we rename the United States, it's racist. So let's call it something else.
Well, if
you know, it's got,
that's a whole lot of stationery to change then.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the route we're going down. We're just slowly, we're taking this and taking that. You know, heck, they even want to relate, you know, take Lincoln statues down or whatever. And he's the one who freed the slaves.
They've actually done that. They've actually done that. Yeah, I think. Was it who was it that was taken out of the city hall in New York City? Was that?
That was Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, that's right. That's unreal.
But even if though, like I say, the people have lost their minds on this stuff, and it's, you know, if you don't have any history to look back to, then history's going to repeat itself.
Well, you're right, and that's why in Germany they need to teach what happened in World War II. In Japan, they need to teach what happened in World War II. In the United States, we need to teach what happened fully and completely in our Civil War and never let it happen again, but at the same time, don't try to revision it to the point that it just obscures the fact that history did occur.
Exactly. I mean, everybody's got a skeleton in their closet and or a bad, you know, seed that was in the family and stuff. We don't. You know, don't try to hide them. When they was there, you know, it's history. It's they, you know, they have kids. They got their DNA and stuff. You know, don't try to, you know, poo-poo everything and say, well, it never did happen, but it did happen.
Well, hey,
so, you know, just Jeff, take it like a man.
Your point's taken, and I got one more call I got to take for the break. So let me jump on that, brother. You have a great day, man. Appreciate you as always. All right, is that line five? I got Terry, who was from Pennsylvania but lives in Hartsel now. Is that what I'm seeing? All right, Terry, how you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, I'm in the car. Is this okay?
Yes, sir. You're fine.
Okay. But sometimes you have to turn your radio off. I guess the radio is turned off. Yes, I was in Pennsylvania, grew up in Pennsylvania, and kind of been a Southerner for some time now. But I'm still proud of being a Yankee. And it doesn't bother me even to be called a damn Yankee on occasion.
Well, so how long you lived here in the South now, Terry?
It's been about 14 years now.
All right.
The second time. The first time it wasn't quite as long.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I just think it's I am too. I've enjoyed it. But I hate this change in all the names of the and tearing down statues. It's just not the right thing to do. It's part of our history. And I don't understand why people don't look into the history. And if they looked into the history, they'd feel differently.
Well, and I think that's probably true. Or if that, from that matter, if they stepped back and realized that I may not agree with what that statue is. So I'm going to teach my disagreement as opposed to tearing down my disagreement. But they can't do that because the cancel culture decides it needs to just literally purge as opposed to deal with. And that's where we are right now. But hey, Terry, got to take a break, man. I appreciate you. Thanks for being on the phone with us, and you have a great day, sir. Glad you live in Alabama now. All right, let's go to a break there, Boomer. We'll take that one. Coming back for the last few minutes of the day, I may have only gotten one dipper done today. Just one, Boomer. That's okay. It's been a great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative all the time, just plain right. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quick. I was with the folks from ZLA today. When I tell you they're my friends, it's legit. I know these folks personally. They do an amazing job. They just had one of their biggest months ever. Certainly their biggest July ever. They do a lot of times staffing and everything else for major corporations, which oftentimes have shutdowns in July. That sort of slow time, not right now. They went way up. So I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions is really kicking it right now. Here's my point. If you're looking for a job, they've got them. They're posted right now. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. If you, by the way, are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. Start the relationship with them. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. They can get you a crew in there, a whole shift if you need them. I'm just saying, ZLA Solutions. They do all kinds of things for businesses. Their bread and butter is the staffing, both temp and direct hire. Check them out, and you'll quickly find out why they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. Boomer, you had somebody, by the way, you had somebody call about Allie's book first, didn't you? Did somebody just call about the book?
Yeah, somebody just called about the book, and we gave them some information. They're about to go buy it off Amazon.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. All right, good deal. Hope they enjoy it. But what was the other one you had a call about? You're laughing already. What was the deal?
I had somebody else call. It was probably a caller that already called in today. and he just wanted us to know, you know, hey, just thinking. When Jeff called in, it made me think about this. Jeff from Indiana, well, do you know that Indiana without the A is Indian? They're probably going to have to rename that state, too. I just died.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that would also include the city of Indianapolis, then.
Oh.
I mean, what do we do?
It's going to be a trickle effect.
So the Washington Redskins are now the Washington, what, Commanders? Is that what they are? What'd they change their name to?
The Washington Commanders. They were the Washington team last year.
They're like Prince. When Prince changed his name, the artist formerly known as Prince. Now we had the team formerly known as the Redskins is how they went for a while. So that means Indianapolis is going to have to keep the Colts but drop the city name. So what are they going to be? They're going to be Apples. It's going to be Apples. In the Apples Colts. Oh, my gosh. Where does the madness stop? This is what happens when wokeness gets going. Hey, listen, by the way, there was breaking news today. In case you missed it, you're on the way home right now. I'll give you this real quick. So the raid on Mar-a-Lago continuing to get, of course, a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But the raid on Mar-a-Lago, finally, I mean, after days of saying nothing, Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference today, and literally it was like Biden short. You know what I'm saying? He got out there and just kind of spoke and then didn't take questions and left. His statements basically were that the DOJ has now moved the presiding court in the Southern District of Florida, I believe it is, has moved the court to release the actual warrant document, as well as the receipt for the items that were taken. So they're saying they're ready to release it, but of course it's a court document. There are procedures, so they're asking for it to be released by the court. Well, just in the last few minutes, the story came back. Now, federal judge, the DOJ has until 3 p.m. on Friday to confirm whether or not the Trump legal team does support the unsealing of the raid warrant, because it's a privacy. You know, there's a lot of protectionism that gets involved there, because sometimes just saying that it's like a grand jury indictment. It doesn't mean you're convicted, but it creates a horrible situation for your very name. And so, yeah, the DOJ says until 3 o'clock Friday to confirm whether or not this is a joint motion, uncontested motion, if you will, or whether or not it is just something that the DOJ is saying, yeah, we'll do that. Well, my recollection, though, is we've already heard the Trump legal team has been asking for it. So I assume now that's going to happen. We'll see. All right, folks, what an amazing day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I only got one dipper, dumb boomer.
Hey, it's a good day.
Well, we know what part of tomorrow's show is going to be, I guess. All right, you guys, coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, sitting here with Boomer in the studio. We will be back tomorrow at 2 for the last weekday before you head to the weekend. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.